There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion on your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, Paulie, let's begin this hour with more talk on the NFL draft. Earlier in this show, we talked about the number one overall pick with a beat reporter from Jacksonville. Now, Benjamin Raven joins the program, Lions beat reporter and co-host, I love this name, of the Dungeon of Doom podcast. Talk about the Lions at number two. Benjamin, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Absolutely. You know, just kind of counting down the days, ready to actually start writing about stuff that's happened, you know?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Well, let's begin with this. And this happened Sunday night into yesterday. A new betting favorite to go number one overall with Trayvon Walker to the Jaguars, and what that would mean if Hutchinson is still on the board at number two. A lot of talk about how Thibodeau might be the preferred choice there, but I think that was if Hutchinson goes number one. Break this down for us here. If Hutch is available at number two, what do you think the Lions end up doing?
I think they sprint to the podium. I think, honestly, and that, I mean, Kayvon is, the way I've got it playing out right now, I've got Kayvon to Detroit. I've still got Hutchinson one. I mean, we'll see before I hit publish on that what happens. But I think if Hutchinson is there at number two, that he is the preferred choice of Dan Campbell. And I think Brad Holmes wouldn't have any problems making that pick either. Now, if he's gone, it's Kayvon all day in my mind. But I mean, if Hutchinson is there, I mean, the local prospects, they've seen him a million times in person. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, 50% of the fan base is going to be pretty psyched up about that pick for sure. You know, it's just, he fits every box. He fits every box. And like I was telling you guys before we went on, I think Hutchinson and Dan Campbell are potential best buds and the best thing for each other. You know, those cut from the same cloth, football guy, no concerns with his motor. I mean, and that's something that the Lions have really vetted between the two top edge rushers. But I think if Hutchinson is there, that it's a sprint to the podium selection for the Lions.
And if Hutchinson goes one, they're going to sprint to the podium and take Thibodeau.
That's my take too. I think they're in love with both of those options. And I think they're feeling pretty set with either one of those guys, depending on how the board falls.
Okay. So a lot of rumors as well at number two, that the team, and they just did this a couple of years ago with Okudah from Ohio State, that possibly, you know, on the board there would be Derek Stingley. People love this guy from LSU. He was awesome a couple of years ago. Then the injury set in. Under any scenario, can you see the Lions going cornerback at number two?
No, not at number two. And that's nothing against Sauce. That's nothing against Stingley. I just think the Lions have some, I mean, they've got some in-house options. I mean, Amani Awarie is on the final year of his rookie deal, had 6 interceptions last year. Jeff Okuda was the highest drafted cornerback since Sean Springs in 1997. That was 2 years ago. He's expected back. You know, they had 2 undrafted diamonds that shined last year as starters, A.J. Parker and Jerry Jacobs. Got to figure out what those guys are, too. I mean, that's not saying you pass on an elite talent, which I think Sauce and Stingley are. I just think there are some in-house things they have to figure out. I mean, they spent a third rounder on the lanky Fatu Melifonwu last year, too. They think that's a matchup piece for the future. They've got some youthful options in-house here. And you've really, I mean, you would be doing some damage. You know, I know it wasn't this regime's pick of Okuda, but that was the 3rd overall pick 2 years ago. You need to figure out what he is. You need to figure out what he can be. And I mean, I see it. I mean, they need a cornerback. They need a little depth, though. I think they're more set at the top of that room, I think. At least there's light at the end of the tunnel, which you can't say about a lot of the other positions here. But I just think cornerback at 2 years after taking a cornerback at number 3, I just don't think that's in the cards. You know, I mean, I know Brad Holmes sees cornerbacks one of those, you know, top of the line positions that you need to spend money on and spend early on. But I don't see it. I really don't see it.
Okay, fair enough. A lot of talk about teams at or near the top of the draft, Ben, that want to trade down. But I think they're going to have problems, the way it appears, finding trade partners because teams don't want to trade up for anybody. But if they have a chance to trade out at number 2, would they?
Oh, I think trading out to number 2 would be their preferred option. But just because, I mean, I think they're really high on Walker too. And I just think if you could move back and still get one of those top 3, top 4 edge defender guys, even when you're talking about Jermaine Johnson, I think they would really love to do that. Brad Holmes wants to build this thing through the draft. And I mean, moving from a 2 to a 4 or a 7 or a 5 and 10 with one of those New York teams would be, I just think, an ideal scenario. But it's just like you said, that's going to be really hard to do because there's 3 edge defenders in that top 10. There's 3 legit tackles in that top 10. And when you miss out on one of those guys, you're still looking at one of the top prospects in this weird draft class. So it's going to be really hard to move down. And just kind of coming out of Brad Holmes's pre-draft availability last week, it's just like, I wouldn't rule out the Lions moving up from 32. They need a linebacker. They love Lloyd. They love Dean. If they were gonna move up from 32, I think that is much more likely and realistic for this team than moving down. I think that is very much in the cards.
What if they stay put? And also, could it be a quarterback?
Not a quarterback at 32. I don't see the quarterback pick happening this year. You know, I think they would love a quarterback option to be on the board for them at 2 or 32 that they were in love with. But I just, from everything on the local beat, on the ground and stuff like that, it really feels like Brad Holmes is going to give Jared Goff every single opportunity to succeed this year. They've left the door open long term, but I think this year, this is Jared Goff's like, what are you, man? Are you this franchise's quarterback or are you just a bridge to another rookie? And I think that Brad Holmes is doing his due diligence and he's giving that guy the best chance he has. That's not what I would personally do after watching Jared Goff in Detroit last season, but it's just like, I've said it time and time again on our Dungeon to Doom podcast, love something like Brad Holmes loves Jared Goff. I just don't see the quarterback pick. I just think of one of those safeties, not named Kyle Hamilton, is ideal at 32 or 34. And I mean, George Pickens is my favorite for him at 32. They need a receiver that can, they want a guy that's a willing blocker. They need a guy that can go up and make plays. They need another X receiver. I know they signed the guy from Jacksonville, Chark, this offseason. That's a 1-year deal. There's still a glaring need opposite St. Brown in that receiver room. And receiver and the defensive back at 32 and 34 should be on the top of the mind.
So you think that's more likely where they would go wide receiver than quarterback at 32?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do.
I know they see value in that fifth year option at 32, but it's not the vibe I get from just Campbell and Holmes. I think if they were going to get a quarterback, it would be at the top of that order. I don't see that happening either, but it's just like, they're going to get that out of the way. They're going to do that early. I don't think they're going to sit around and wait at 32 for a quarterback. You know, they've had enough time with these guys, but I would rule out quarterback on day 1 and day 2 for the Lions. Mm-hmm. I don't see it happening. That's not what I would do, as I would say, but that's just the feeling I'm getting from covering that team every day.
Okay. Yeah, because I think there's a chance where you're going to have your pick of a lot of quarterbacks at that point. I think Pickett slides. I think he might be available at 32. Yeah. And then maybe, you know, Corral's draft position now is 34 and a half. So it looks like he's going to be available. And who knows with Ritter? He's been all over the map for the last 2 weeks.
No, absolutely. And it's just like, I think it would be a really tough discussion if you're looking at, I think Ritter and Howell are the guys at 32 that would make them really go, oh, maybe there is an answer here. Maybe there is a solution 2 years from here. Maybe we overthought this, you know, but I think those are the two guys. Those are the two guys that I think would fit well with kind of the timeline here, the situation here, the roster here, the coaches here, and those in place is Ritter and after Willis, of course, but Ritter and Howell are the two that have the best chance at 32, I think, to kind of spike Brad Holmes' interest.
Yeah. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Benjamin S. Raven, Lions Beat reporter, MLive.com, co-host of the Dungeon of Doom podcast. Benjamin, thanks for the time today. Enjoy the draft on Thursday.
Absolutely. Good luck to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well done.
Okay, so it all depends on what's going to happen at one then. Changes his tune, right?
We do very well if Thibodeau goes two.
Runs to the podium if Hutchinson goes number one for Thibodeau, but if Walker goes number one, it won't be Thibodeau. They're going to run to the podium for Hutchinson.
Yep. Son of a gun. I believe him. Hutchinson's a dollar. I'm looking at Hutchinson $1.30, second pick.
What are you seeing on Thibodeau right now?
Second pick?
Yeah.
Second choice. He was the favorite for two or three picks, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the favorite to go fourth. I can't wait to talk to John coming up because every guy's plus price now with Houston. Sauce was 9-1. He's plus 250. Quanu's plus 280. Neal's 4-1. Stingley's still 5-1. Hutchinson's 5-1. Thibodeau's 6. Oh, damn. Six isn't going to. Sound like that going to happen.
Well, just based on...
Thibodeau was plus 182nd. Answer your question.
Things can change, but based on the betting numbers right now, I mean, it's... Walker's going number one overall. Based on where we're sitting right now, 2 days before the draft, with the betting numbers, Walker's going to go number one overall, and then...
Am I in trouble now? Trouble with Thibodeau under 5.5?
Could be. I laid 230 with that. I have under 5.5 minus 230.
Where's he going if it goes?
But if you want to get out of it, there's a 3.5 available.
That's right. Yes.
You know?
Middle
of
that sucker, too, right?
That's a possibility. He could go 4 or 5.
Well, let's say it goes Stingley 3 or offensive lineman. Would the Jets go Sauce or Thibodeau? Probably Sauce.
Maybe Sauce.
And then 5 Giants.
Giants
go offensive line.
But there's going to be plenty. Plenty of linemen would be available. They could go Thibodeau 5 and then come back with an offensive lineman at number 7. Boy, and oh boy, this
you are right. I can go over 3.5 too.
Yeah, you can grab that.
Yep. Well, there was.
Well, I would wait because I want to know what John McClain is going to say, who's covered the Texans for 45 years, coming up in 20 minutes.
Okay. Thibodeau was, I'm seeing 4.5 plus 175 now too. That helps.
What if he comes on, McClain?
McClain.
And he says,
McClain, come on, McClain.
Hey, yes, come on, John, what are we doing here?
And says what?
And if he says, we're going to ask him the question, who are you going to put your paycheck on? And if he says Derek Stingley, then what?
I trust him.
So would I.
And then you, yeah.
So would I.
Then you're taking us all out. Be good.
But that also
means,
that means at that point you need to bet Thibodeau over 3.5 to try for a middle spot at that point. If this guy's convinced in 20 minutes they're going to take a guy like Stingley or Gardner, 3.
God. I win a dime if Thibodeau goes second. What a fiasco.
Yeah, but
Jacksonville really screwed this up. They really did.
It's all on them.
Yes, it is.
I blame them. Win some, lose some. Coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, that'll do it for the Nets. Get out of here. Celtics plus 2.5 down to 1. Celtics in a sweep, 12-1. Celtics minus 1.5 games in the series, plus 145. Celtics to win game one in the series, plus 110. Win Some, Bobby Marks, ESPN, weeks ago had his article already turned in, done, sent it to his editor and his bosses, said, this is my article on what the Nets need to do in the offseason. They have no shot in the first round. I don't care who they play.
Good for him.
He nailed that. Good job. Jaylen Brown, $482,000 bonus for making the second round. Good job with the agent putting that in for an incentive.
Yeah, sneak something like that in.
Yeah. Raptors plus 280. Routed. The Sixers led 2-0, and that was it. Killed at home.
Only lead of the game. Oh. Never really in it.
Oh, Doc Rivers. Oh, boy.
Oh, please let this happen.
Yep.
Please.
More on Doc coming up. Unders yesterday in MLB, 5-1-1. Mets 145 up to 165. Ice cream. Never a sweat. Piece of cake. Gotta love it. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, always be subscribing. You want to see these videos like our friend Barry. Doggy daycare. Sneak attack. Put the lotion in the basket or you get the hose. He comes into doggy daycare, walks up to the dog in the face. And Barry does it every day, apparently. Picks up the hose and squirts the guy right in the face. And he goes around and surprises everybody. That's Barry's move.
Imagine explaining this to the dog's owner. Look, we got it on videotape. You can't bring the dog here anymore.
Barry's a problem.
You called him a menace earlier. Yeah, yes, that's Barry. Exactly what he is.
Smart guy.
He won't leave the other dogs alone.
No, yeah. He goes right in when they're not looking. He grabs them with the hose. Comes in and puts the hose right in their face and sprays them. All right, I'm going in fresh here. This is good. Oh,
well, you're going to appreciate this now.
Oh, come on. The dog
and look
paint?
At this now.
No.
And the dog, watch this now. When it flips colors and goes to get a new paint, it grabs it by its mouth and comes up to the camera every single time. And who knows what's going on behind the scenes here. But he paints the canvas completely blue.
He walks up.
Then he goes to the green.
No.
Look at the technique. From bottom to top, the head movement, the neck on a swivel.
Oh, stop it.
Well, there's video proof here. He's doing it on his own.
Oh, my. No, another color?
No, this is not a Picasso.
I don't, close enough.
This is me in third grade. Oof. But look at this. He puts it together with a beautiful looking flower.
How long have you been sitting on this thing?
No, just the other day.
This is incredible. Look at that. He poses with the picture.
Right. Yes, yes.
Close enough. I don't get art. Close enough. Look at that. The dog nails it.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I saw this yesterday.
God. Yeah. Wow. That's top 10.
That's really good.
That might be more impressive than flagging down the fire trucks with the fire.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, that's close. Or how about the dog taking out the ball in the creek?
That's good. He goes to get the net?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good. Got the baby elephant here chasing the ducks.
I like this part coming
up. Yeah, not a good combine. It falls down. Yep. Doesn't have the breakaway speed. Cone drills. Got a problem. Yeah, couldn't catch the ducks as well. Get back here. What are you doing? Come on. As the parent says, get back here. That's enough of that business. Come on. Lose some. Well, the Nets-Celtics go 6. Yes was minus 180. Nets plus 2.5 games in the series. You had to lay 430. He got carried out.
Ugh.
Nets plus 1.5 was minus 195. Doc Rivers, 15-31 all time with a chance to clinch a series.
Now, how bad is that?
Yep. He has lost 7 of his last 8, and he is 3-11 since 2015 with a chance to clinch. Toronto is the 14th team all time to force a game 6 when trailing 0-3. Oh, man. Lose some? How about this? Parala Bob. Bob Vulgaris on Twitter. Loves the NBA. He used to work for the Mavs.
Yep.
He's right. We should never know the names of officials or care who's reffing a game. But that's a big problem, and it has been for years, NFL, but especially in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Foster's on the game. Oh, no, so-and-so's on the game. Oh, they're 2-20 when this guy's on the
Bingo.
Game.
Bingo.
I mean, that should not happen. And shame on the NBA. And this, I don't know what, shame on this guy. He's at Yankee Stadium. He's dunking his hot dog in his beer. I mean, oh, God, what a fiasco. Ugh. Can't do it. God. Plain Jane with the dog and then dunks it in the beer.
By the way, how do you eat that?
Oh, God.
I'm talking to you because you
love plain hot dogs.
How, though?
What do you mean? I love the Nathan's. I don't eat anything on it.
It's because of the taste?
I don't eat ketchup on it.
Yeah, but isn't it like...
I'm not a ketchup guy, really, with fries, but...
But with the bun, though, isn't it like super dry?
No.
It doesn't choke you?
No.
Oh,
not at
God.
All. Love it. Put two of those down, no problem.
Really?
Sam's Club has them. Yeah. Very good. And Costco. Sam's Club.
Oh, very good. They're awesome. Yeah. Do a good job with them.
Maybe a little relish. I go relish.
Okay.
Yep. And one bad beat, and that was a moose. St. Louis. Moose sighting. Mets Cardinals total was 7. There were 6.5s out there. No score. Bottom of the 8th. It does not go to extra innings. St. Louis puts up 2. The Mets put up 5. It's 2-1 in the 9th. 2 on, 2 out. Infield single. Both guys come around to score. They add 2 more. 5-2. You lose, or at least some people got the push. That is a vicious beat in that affair. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more at BetRivers.com. I knew I heard something about that. It's a points bet. If you go 10 for 10, you get $100,000. I think there's some type of deal with Chris Sims.
Okay, well, that is a great promotion.
That's what it was. Yep.
Yep. Run that by regulations and see more books should be doing that. Love that idea.
Good job,
it's virtually impossible.
Right. Great job, points bet. 10 for 10.
Yep.
If you have a 10 for 10, predict that sucker right Thursday, you get 100 grand.
Yep, I like it.
Well done.
Okay. John McClain, by the way, on the Texans and who they're picking at number 3 coming up in about 10 minutes. He's covered that team and the NFL for 45 years for the Houston Chronicle. So last night was just wild in the NBA. And I bet this already. I bet Raptors plus 105 on the money line. The Sixers now have to go back to Toronto. This is Thursday night, by the way. That's on draft night. That's not tomorrow night.
You have a quadruple header on draft night if the Heat lose.
Right. So the way this team is playing with the Embiid injury and no Thybul, Barnes back from the injury now for a couple of games, they're favored in the game? I'm sorry, what? Why are they favored tomorrow night or Thursday night?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of like what you said yesterday. Why were the Nets favored against the Celtics?
You could also say, why are the Jazz favored game 6?
That's another one.
You watch that bleep show?
I would be very careful. Who wants to back the Jazz right now?
Mitchell left with an injury. 102-77.
What are you seeing for a total in that game? 213 was a rocking chair under last night.
Yeah, good call. 2 points in a 7-minute stretch for him.
I'll get it.
Bogdanovich, I just looked at the number quick on Bet Rivers. Do they have it up? 210. 210. Mm. 1.5 and 210.
So a 3-point adjustment now.
Yep. How good was Luka? Oh, God. Could be a blessing in disguise. Could be.
Bet he got hurt?
Yep. Got confidence for these other guys. Valuable minutes. Brunson was awesome.
Well, starting Kleba Brunson with Luka and going that 1-2 combination on the backcourt is just phenomenal.
Yep. But can you imagine? You're right. This will break Twitter. If Doc blows this again with Harden, who's never won a big game in his life, meltdown.
Not one time.
Again, you saw it last night. His own fans are booing him. Like, he won't finish at the basket. He gets to the basket, and you think he can lay it in, but then passes it all the time. And they couldn't make anything.
How good was the Raptors' defense last night?
Yep.
They swarmed him the entire time?
Maxey is now, after the breakout game in game 1, has gone down every game after that. And Embiid's got the injury.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed under. It was easy. Harden stayed under. Harris played well. But nothing from the bench. What, did they get 8 points total from their bench? But is Doc going to do this again? There isn't a coach who's blown, I think it's, who hasn't blown 2-3-1 leads? He's blown 4?
4 of them.
Now imagine he does an 0-3 for the first time in history? Oh, God. Doc would have to move, retire and move. Just go, be secluded, Don't come out of your palatial estate in Malibu. That's it.
Oh, you know what's going to happen?
You're banned.
You know what would happen? The Lakers would hire him. In a heartbeat.
Oh, no. Oh.
Like, he could blow this, and this can happen now. By the way, they're down. They're $8 to win the series. Who wants to lay that? 800 to win 100 right now on the Sixers to win this series.
And I said it yesterday. That building can work against them. Because they booed him off the floor in the first half.
And putting the backups in with that much time to go, and the place was empty. People were leaving.
God.
I've seen enough. I'm tapping out.
That's what Barkley already said. He goes, it's going 7. They're not winning there Thursday. Probably right.
Raptors were 60-1 when they were down 0-3. They were we talked about it on the show yesterday. They were at least 20-1 to come back yesterday.
I forgot that too, and win some. A guy at 220,000 plus 8 at Caesars on a Raptors.
A 7.5 or an 8-point dog that you never had to sweat. Not one time. Not for one second during that game were you ever in trouble.
And imagine the big trade. I think they're in this. And
well, that's
Embiid
the thing. And I said that the day of the trade, the player that they absolutely could not give up was Curry.
Oh, he was awesome last night.
That's exactly great. The guy they need in a series like this.
Yep. He can shoot.
Of course he can.
He was awesome last night. How about Brown? What did he score? 1 point?
Yeah. What happened there? All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. John McClain has covered the NFL for the Houston Chronicle for 45 years. He's on the program next. The Texans obviously need so much help. Is he crossing off any player at number 3, or is it truly a crapshoot? We'll ask him coming up next.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN Spring Special is here. For $59, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Ton going on. Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. If you want the full VSiN experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it. $59. Subscribe through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/spring.
All right, more NFL draft now. John McClain has covered the NFL for the Houston Chronicle for 45 years. Kind enough to carve out a couple of minutes this morning to join us on the show. John, thanks for the time today. A pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
It's my pleasure. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yep. You've done this for, like I said, now 4+ decades. Are you, like sitting here this morning, what are we, 60 hours before the draft, are you confident in anything right now in the top 2 or 3 picks?
I've never seen a guy like Trayvon Walker, whose stock is skyrocketing based on what he showed in shorts and T-shirts. Because at the end of the season, when everybody had all this tape on him, nobody was talking about him being a first-round pick. Just another really good Georgia defensive player who helped the Bulldogs win the national championship. The last time I saw that was 2006, when Mario Williams from North Carolina State went crazy at the combine. And everybody, the Texans didn't even go to his pro day. And then they ended up drafting him number 1 overall. And Mario became a regular guy, double-digit sacks. But it was based so much on everything he did at the combine and at his pro day and at his private workouts. And that's the way that Trayvon Walker has been. Now people are talking about Trent Baalke taking him over a sure thing like Aiden Hutchinson with the top pick. And I know this, if Detroit has a chance to get Hutchinson, keeping him in Michigan, that is the surest thing that we can see in this draft.
So what if Hutchinson goes number 1 overall? Walker's the favorite now. Then what do you think the Lions do at number 2? And then what would that mean for the Texans at number 3?
The Lions need a pass rusher in the worst way. I still think they would take Walker unless they picked Kayvon Thibodeau. But the thing, if you're picking up high, you can't have a question about a player. And Kayvon Thibodeau, no matter how much people are trying to deny it, he has issues about playing hard on every play. I watched him at the combine do an interview in which, of course, he disagreed with that. And then he didn't do some of the drills. And he may turn out to be a Hall of Fame player. But if you're picking a guy that high, You got to know he's going to give you everything he has on every single play. So I would have them taking Trayvon Walker.
Will the Texans take Sauce Gardner?
If you're, it's very rare you see a corner taking that high. The left one, Jeff Okuda went number three, Detroit, and it was 2 years ago. Has he been worth it? No, not yet he hasn't. And the Texans have a great need for a corner. But if you're going to take a corner that high, like, say, Sauce Gardner, you've got to play a lot of man coverage. And he's got to be able to take on the best receiver on the other team all over the field. The Texans play three-fourths of their coverages zone. Lovie Smith's all about turnovers. He wants the guys looking at the ball. That was the biggest improvement they made on defense last year. And it's not you would be wasting a guy like Sauce Gardner. I just think they take another pick, and then maybe at 13, they take Trent McDuffie, or they trade down and take McDuffie, and or they take a corner in the second round. But I do not think they'll take one third overall.
Okay. So that means, and I wanted to ask you this question too, are you specifically crossing off any player at number three? Because some people have linked Derek Stingley to the Texans as high as a third overall pick. Are you saying right now no chance that's going to happen?
Now, why in the world would you take a guy who hasn't played much the last 2 years, could have durability issues, wouldn't hit anybody last year? That's not a sure thing. You don't do that with the third overall pick, especially in this defense based on the reasons I just gave. Mm-hmm. That's why I think they will take an offensive lineman or a pass rusher. If Trayvon Walker were there for the Texans, if the Lions took Thibodeau, I think Texans would be all over Trayvon Walker.
Okay. At this stage of the game. And by the way, so you, again, 45 years covering this sport for the Houston Chronicle. Is this your last draft? Is this your last event that you're covering? Because I know that you're retiring.
Yeah, I retired a month ago. I've been busier than ever. I still do 10 weekly sports talk shows in six cities. And I've been doing freelance work for the Chronicle on the draft series because they haven't had any time to replace me. And I'll be working through the draft. But yes, unless I end up taking another job somewhere, which I don't envision because I do look forward to having time off at some point. This could be my last draft. My first one was so long ago, I can't even remember it.
So let's pretend then for a second here that it is Walker 1, Hutchinson number 2. Texans are on the clock. Which player, if you had to put your retirement on who's going number 3, who would you think it is as of right now?
Nick Iaquinta. The Texans had the worst running game in the NFL. They had the worst running game in franchise history. And they were 31st the year before. They have been unable to run the ball since 2019. It's been pathetic. And if you want to help a quarterback, Davis Mills, going into his second season, you've got to give him a running game. Mills' performance last year was even more impressive when you consider how bad the running game was. Mac Jones had one of the best running games in the NFL, and that's why he was the best rookie quarterback overall, although Mills was the best over the last month. But they've got to get more physical and better up front. They've got Laremy Tunsil at left tackle, Titus Howard at right tackle. They could play Iaquinta at left guard for a year like Tunsil did as a rookie with Miami, or they could move Titus Howard back inside where they played him last year, which was not a disaster, but not the best use of Titus Howard. So they have to get physical. They have to get mentally tougher up front. And the way you do that is inside, and there is no player in the offensive line more physical than Iaquinta.
All right, good info. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. John McClain has covered the NFL for the Houston Chronicle for 45 years. What do you personally think of the quarterbacks in this year's draft, and how many do you think go in the first round?
I don't think much. Next year looks like a great draft for quarterback if Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud come out like everybody thinks. This one is very mediocre. A lot of times if you are a team in need of a quarterback, like say Carolina, you know, they need a guy that's ready to play. That would be Kenny Pickett. That would not be Malik Willis. And I think because of desperation, we're going to see three or four go in the first round. If you want a guy to sit out a year, that would be Willis. And if you do, the next coach might be the one that has him in his second year. And I think Kenny Pickett, 49 starts. Desmond Ridder, 48 starts. those are the guys who are the most ready. But I think three or four in the first round, if I had to pick, I would say three.
All right. You can follow John on Twitter. He is at @McLean_on_NFL. Pleasure talking to you, sir. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Guys, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much, and enjoy the draft.
You too.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so if he is correct, then is it Sauce at four? Or is it Thibodeau at four? And then how far, what would happen? Could Sauce get, the Giants would have to take Sauce, right? If it goes, then Thibodeau would go four?
What if Thibodeau's on the,
oh boy.
Trying to think,
get a
if they go offensive lineman, if it goes defensive line, offensive lineman, and you're going Thibodeau and Gardner are still available at number four, I think the Jets have to gobble one of those players up for sure.
Oh, that right. It'd be one of them. I just don't know which. What does it mean for the guy that isn't picked?
Do they go?
Because then the Giants would probably go Neal.
If the if the Giants are on the board at five and Gardner's there, I think there's a chance that they would pass on him.
Or the Giants could go cross at seven and take Thibodeau or Gardner at five.
Maybe.
What does Carolina do
but
at six?
I think they probably go offensive.
I told you, Jacksonville screwed this up.
It's all on them.
It was all set. Hutchinson, Thibodeau, it was all set.
If I lose money on the draft because of Jacksonville, they are getting an IOU.
Invoice them. Absolutely, invoice them. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, that's unfortunate news. He just completely poo-pooed Derek Stingley.
No chance, he said.
Oh, boy.
Nope, no way.
Just sucked the wind right out of the sails.
No Sauce either.
No, he doesn't like the idea of either one of them.
That's not happening either. And he went from 9-1 to the favorite to go third at William Hill. Yeah, all right. You can get 3-1 on Kwanu to go to Houston.
Number three.
Kwanu, yeah. Mm. Giddy up.
So I'm looking at a bunch of mock drafts right now. At Kwanu third, there's one, there's two, there's three. I'm looking at a bunch of mocks at the same exact time. Now, there are a handful that have him going third overall. But again.
He also wouldn't put his retirement money on it. Shame on him, but he wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, as he said,
that's his guess, but it's not.
On and off the air, he's like, nobody knows anything.
I guess.
It may be the number one pick. Like, okay, that's about it. After that, you have no clue what's going to happen, how this could fall.
Yeah.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will recap our bets from last night and tell you what we're betting today in Pocket Place up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
The guy has an algorithm. algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
Here we go. In Pocket Plays, recapping last night's action. NBA picks have been good. They've been on fire in the NBA. I don't expect it to continue, but hopefully the run goes for a little while longer. And last night, I mean, how often does this happen, right? I had Jazz Mavericks under 213. Never, I mean, that game was, 52-36 at halftime? And then the Raptors plus 7.5 yesterday. It actually got to 8. Trailed 2-0, and then that was it.
The Jazz total in the fourth quarter was 182.5 in play.
Oh, boy.
Yep. That was ugly. 77 points? I love the Chad Andrus tweet, our guy in Denver. You ever see a team go 1-2-3 Cancun in a 2-2 series? I mean, that was... Could they do it again?
Yes, they can do it again.
That'd be beautiful.
Again, you said it last night. How are the Nets favored? Okay?
Can't be.
I'm asking the question right now. How are the Sixers favored on Thursday in Toronto? And another one that you threw around, and I'll piggyback on... How are the Jazz favored?
Yep.
In game 6?
Yep.
How?
I know.
I want nothing to do with the Jazz in that game. I cannot, I mean, I'm adding Raptors plus 105 on the money line against the Sixers in game 6.
I'll get to it after you're done.
Okay. Folks, the 76ers are minus $8 to win the series. Who on the planet says, you know what, get out of the way. I got to go bet that right now.
Get out of the way.
You have... This is a good... We are getting a big response today on this game. I'll read you one email, see what you think. This is from Rod. Signs of discord between players is never a good thing, especially in the playoffs. Rod read today that MB called out Harden for not playing aggressively enough or refusing to go hard to the basket. This could have two effects. Harden pays heed and has a great game on Thursday, or he's pissed off, sulks, and doesn't feed the rock to Embiid. Quite possible Harden has lost a step. Totally agree with
that. Yes, he has.
And can't do what is asked of him. Either way, I don't think it's a wise move to call out his teammate. Embiid should leave that to his coach if he hopes Harden will step his game up. Interesting to see how this shakes out.
Uh-huh. Can't finish.
Harden looks old.
He cannot finish.
Durant looked old in this series until last night for the Nets. Wow.
Juicy. We're getting a great response on Philly could blow this.
Oh, we're
in Toronto.
Tons of emails today on FTM at BSN.com.
It's never happened. And just, I mean, they're only the 14th team to force a game 6. Think about that.
Oh, catch me outside. So.
She's worth $50
million. $50
million? I want to jump off a bridge.
50?
Yeah. I think I'm low, too.
The catch me outside girl, if you missed it.
Yeah.
She bought a mansion.
Dr. Phil, threatened Dr. Phil. I couldn't understand a word.
Not
it was
one
like
word.
The old skit on SNL. It's all pops and buzzes to me. I mean.
Paid $6 million cash for a huge house.
And she got another one on the same street.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
How about that? Oh, I get you.
It was good, though. I'm glad that it was worth it. It was definitely worth it. Anyway, so I had some other pending. How about this now?
Well,
Pickett is up to 15.5 or 16.5 almost everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So here at Circa, they opened 18.5 yesterday, moved on a little bit, but every book now has to adjust because people are scalping and going for middles on that. Willis opened 15.5 here. And now look at some of these other players on the move. Quay Walker. Quay Walker's down to 34.5.
Hello.
Did I not just say during the break it was 37.5?
Yeah.
So another move on that.
That's
down 8 draft positions.
Here you go.
And you have Thibodeau 3.5. Is that gone? I'm seeing over 4.5 now on Kayvon Thibodeau. Jordan Davis under 14.5, minus 130.
You got that.
And the other one is... I saw another move anyway. I can't scroll fast enough to get it. Sorry.
The props did not work out last night. Curry under 11.5. He was awesome.
He was good.
Got a ton of looks. I had the foul trouble early. Still didn't matter. Mets, rocking chair and winner against the Cardinals.
Of course.
Largest lead under Mavs, Jazz. No shot. Coming right back with it tonight, though, in these two games. I can't. I go under 17.5 in the Suns, Pelicans, and Grizzlies, T-Wolves. I'm going to give it a shot. I bet it's Saturday. Mavs to win the title, 25-1. Here's what I was going to say. You have to throw out game one of that series.
1,000%.
They have a whole different game plan now.
Of course.
They were walking it up.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't pushing the ball with Brunson. They didn't play well anyways. They should have won the next four.
Yep. Oh, the series should be over with.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, Paul, that game last night, that was a college basketball atmosphere in Dallas.
Great atmosphere.
Those fans were going nuts last night.
Grizzlies to win the West 12-1. This is a loser, too. Jazz laying 1.5 games for the series. I can't believe it. I was just like David Thorpe. I'm like, without Luka, they have no shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Utah, again, they were begging to get beat.
They really were.
I mean, again, that should have been a $4, $5 favorite, in my opinion, if Luka was 100%
going in.
Utah is begging to get beat here.
Yep.
They can't stand one another.
We're on the air the Monday after the playoffs, right, the final day of the regular season. And we talked to odds makers. They said it's a pick 'em if Luka's healthy. And I said it's got to be $3, minimum $3.
Yep. Over 2.5 quarterbacks first round. And I could be in trouble here now, Thibodeau, from under 5.5, 110 to minus 240. And now down to 3.5 and now back up to 4.5.
I won't be freaking out quite
a bit. Freak out. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers. Oh, you get the Capitals? Capitals. Capitals in regulation. $1.10. The Islanders have been horrendous here since they've been eliminated from the postseason. They've lost 6 of 7, and they've been routed in a lot of those games. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern. BetRivers.com.
Here's your other move I was looking for. Sauce Gardner now has moved to 4.5. But if you think he goes top four, I'm looking at one book right now where you can grab a little bit more than plus 180 on him to go top four.
All right, there it is. Walker, Hutchinson, Aquanu, Sauce.
Sauce or Thibodeau at four?
Sauce.
Also, John McClain said that he would not bet money on Aquanu going three.
Oh, yes.
He thinks that's the guy they should take. That doesn't mean they're going to take him.
Uh-huh. Well, he's Houston.
Okay, all 40, right. He's also retired.
So. 45 years. He'd like to be retired. Not happening. Giants cross. I'll go backwards. Cross at 7?
Yeah.
Or where's Neal go?
There's going to be an offensive lineman that falls. That's going to happen.
What's Carolina?
Unless the Panthers take one at 6, which they're totally, that's a wild card.
Damn it. Who's going 6?
I don't think they trade out.
Okay. So I have Stingley 9 then.
Here's what we need to do. On Thursday, right, we need to each do our top 10. Just top 10, not top 15, top 10.
Yeah, we could win 100,000.
Sure, we can. Yeah, we'll submit that to the points bet. Yeah, and lock that in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Submit that.
And I want put a number up on how many picks you think we're going to get right.
An over-under?
In the top 10.
Okay.
Do you think you can get...
Let's send people some gear, some t-shirts if they guess it right.
Do you think you can, just right now, do you think you can get more than, I'll put a number 4.5 on it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Over $5 over.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Give me the max bet.
Get out of here.
I'll take 3-1 on the under.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Get that.
Max bet.
Come on.
Yes.
I got it. I got the first four right there, buddy.
Yeah, it's done. Lock it in.
Got the first four.
Yeah.
Do I have another gimme here? Oh.
They're all layups.
I'm going to get 9 right.
Number one, there's a layup. Number two, Sean Kemp, Tomahawk
Wilson,
dunk.
Wilson's going to go 10. There's another one.
He's going higher than 10. I got news for you.
No.
He might go 8.
Yeah, he could. Wilson 8. Damn.
I also, for what it's worth, I do have an issue with the Falcons going back-to-back years, pitch, and then a wide receiver.
Well, that's, again, where all these teams get hurt because no one wants to move up.
Nobody wants
it's
to
like,
move
I
up.
Like, I don't want this pick. I want to move back. Yep. What could happen there? Yeah, it gets interesting there, what Atlanta's going to do. Other thing, they're so good last night. Nets not only lose, get swept. They've lost 8 of their last 9 playoff games. That would have been a great prop. Who's going to get swept? And the only team would be the Nets to get swept. The preseason favorites, Nets and Lakers. The Nets were plus 230. 0 playoff wins combined. Do you believe it? And what a season. The Kyrie business, the Harden trade. You think, okay, we got Ben Simmons. All the tweets are fair with Ben Simmons, too. I love some of the stuff. Tiger Woods broke his leg and came back sooner.
Yeah.
Williams, meniscus, came back. Simmons didn't play the whole year.
Whole year.
No, I'm going to play in game 4. I still want to know what the hell that what was with the media before one of the practices. The media enters, and they get to start filming and see workouts. He goes, hey, guys, watch this, and he dunks the ball.
You know why?
My back hurts. No.
You know why he said game 4? They were assuming they were going to win game 3 at home, and then he can come back, and then, oh, look at this now, huh? Hero. and save the day.
Yeah.
Down 3-0. Now we have no chance.
Right. Are we sure? Rough. Got that right.
Yeah. I love the Iron Sheet tweet. Yeah. You want a bad back, Jabroni? Yeah. I'll put you in the camel clutch.
It's a tough move. It's a great move. Camel clutch, Boston crab, figure four leg lock.
I tell you what.
There's some greats back in the day.
I locked it in back in high school on a buddy of mine, the figure four leg lock. You can snap legs with that bad boy.
Oh, absolutely.
This thing here?
Yeah.
No question.
Boston crab.
Begging for mercy.
Greg the Hammer Valentine, some of the greats. Junkyard dog.
Give somebody a pile driver one time.
Yeah.
See how that feels.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.